おはようございます。
おはようございます。
まず戦争手元にありますか？なかったら後ろに物があるので手元に置いてみてください。
If you haven't already opened your Bible or your iPhone to that passage in Luke 10, I'd like you to invite you to please be there because we're going to camp out in this verse and we want everybody to actually look at it and spend some time in it.
先週、ジョエルが教師にくださいました。何でしたっけ？
What was it that Joel preached about last Sunday?
自分たちのゴールは名ばかりのクリスチャンになることではなくてイエス様の弟子になることです。
Our goal is not to become Christians or church members. Our goal is to become disciples of Jesus.
洗礼を受けるだけではなく
Our goal is not just to be baptized.
毎週欠かさず日曜日の礼拝に出席するというだけでもなく
Our goal is not to just have perfect attendance on Sunday morning in worship.
自分だけが救いを得るというだけでもなく
Our goal is not just that we would receive the salvation of Jesus ourselves.
弟子になるというのはイエス様についていくことです。
To become a disciple of Jesus is to follow, is to live a life together with Jesus, to walk with him.
イエス様のすることを一緒にしていくことです。
The things that Jesus does, that's what we do together with him.
それが先週のメッセージでした。
That was last week's message.
もう少し加えると、自分たちは福音を知ってイエス様を受け入れました。
If you think about it a little bit more deeply, through knowing the gospel, that's how we are introduced to Jesus and become his disciples.
今この自分たちの手の中には福音があります。
All of us are holding the gospel in our hands right now.
一人一人の心の中に福音が入っています。
We have this gift and it's residing within our hearts.
ただそれは握りしめておくだけのものではありません。
But it's not just something for us to hold on, for us to keep to ourselves.
それは自分の心の中にしまい込んでおくものでもありません。
It's not something for us to hide away in our hearts for our own keeping.
じゃあどういうことなのか。
So what does that mean?
それを、ちょっと今日見ていきたいと思います。伝道ということをに、注目したいと思います。伝道とは何か、伝道とはなぜするのか、伝道とは誰がするのか、伝道というのはどうやってするのか、これを今日見ていきたいと思います。
So today we want to look at the idea of evangelism. Yes, that scary word, evangelism. And what is evangelism? What does that mean?What is evangelism? Why do we evangelize? Who evangelizes? And how? How do we evangelize?
まず最初、伝道とは何か。
So let's first look at what is evangelism.
伝道、この漢字を見ると分かるんですけど、道を伝える、日本語である道を伝えるって書きます。
In Japanese, the word for evangelism is dendo. And den is to tell. And do is way or road. So it's to tell the way, to introduce the way.
ヨハネによる福音書14章6節、私は道であり、真理であり、命であり、イエス様の言葉があります。
In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life.
つまり、伝道というのは道を伝えること、イエス様を伝えること。
So evangelism is introducing people to the way, introducing people to Jesus, and inviting them to walk on that road together.
イエス様を伝えるということは福音を伝えることと言えるのではないでしょうか。
Or another way of saying what is evangelism? Evangelism is speaking and living out the gospel.In our lives. I think we could say that.
福音って何でしょう?
So what is, let's review again, what is the gospel?
数週間前にジョーダンが本当の福音ってことについて、説教してくださいました。
A few weeks ago, Jordan spoke about this in his message about what is the true gospel, what is the real gospel.
初めに神様がいました。
First, God is.
神様は愛によってこの世界と、そして自分たち人間を作ってくださいました。
Through love and out of love, God creates. He creates this world and He creates us.
だけど私たち人間はその神様に背を向けて逆らい始めました。それによって罪というものが入ってしまったんです。
But we turned our backs on God and we said we want to do it our own way. We want to live our own way. We don't need God. And when we turned our back on God and went our own way, that is the biblical idea of what sin is.
人は罪のために真理から離れて、また束縛されて自由がなくなってしまいました。
So what our sin is we are pulled away from truth. Truth is a person, Jesus. We're pulled away from truth because of our sin. And the freedom that we're promised, disappears. We are no longer free.
痛みと苦しみと絶望にあふれています。
We are burdened by pain, by frustration, by difficulty, by lack of hope.
それが今の人間の姿です。
And that's the condition of us as humans today.
ボロボロです。
And we're just a mess.
神様から遠く離れてしまっています。
We are separated, we're very far from God.
自分から離れていったんで、自分を失うんです。自分が悪いんです。
The reason that we are separate from God is our own fault. We separate ourselves. We choose to separate ourselves from God.
それでも神様は愛してくれる。
Even though it's our fault, God chooses to love us still.
だから唯一の子であるイエス様を私たちに与えてくださいました。その命を与えてくださいました。
So He sends His one and only beloved Son, Jesus, to come to be with us.
イエス様が十字架の上で本当は自分たちが背負うはずのものを代わりに一人で全て背負ってくださったんです。
And because of our sin, we should die. But instead, Jesus takes our place and He puts Himself on the cross.
自分が犯した罪の責任を他の誰かが負ってくれた。
Who else, besides Jesus, could take our place and to take our sin?
でもそれは他の誰か、ただの誰かじゃなくて、神様の子が代わりに責任を負ってくれたんです。
But it wasn't just anybody who did that. It was Jesus. Jesus, the Son, the beloved Son of God Himself, the one that He loved the most.
これが福音です。
This is the gospel.
このイエス様を受け入れるとき、自分たちは神様の愛によって救われるんです。
So when we receive, when we believe this, when we receive the truth of that, when we accept a relationship with Jesus, that's when we receive salvation. That is our salvation.
罪の鎖から解き放たれて自由になります。
We have the sin taken away from us, and we are restored into a life of freedom.
この肉体が滅びても永遠に神様と一緒に生きられる。
Even though this physical self is going to die at some point, my spiritual being, my spiritual self will continue to live for eternity together with God.
これが福音です。
This is the gospel.
なんでこの福音というものを伝えるのか。
So why? Why do we share the gospel? Why do we live the gospel?
なんでこれが重要なんでしょうか。
Why is the gospel so important?
質問を変えると、逆になんでこの福音を伝えないんでしょうか?
Actually, I'd like to change that question and I'd like to ask you this. Why don't we share the gospel? Why wouldn't we share the gospel?
例えば、めっちゃうまいラーメン屋さんを見つけた。めちゃくちゃうまくて、もう毎週1週間に1回は必ず行く。それぐらい美味しい。だけど、
Let me give you an example. You find the best ramen shop in town. Okay? You love this ramen. In fact, you love it so much you go at least once a week, if not more than once a week. It is the best ramen that you have ever tasted in your life. But you don't tell anybody else. You only go there by yourself and keep eating it by yourself.
とてもいい病院があるとします。そこにはとてもいいお医者さんがいます。自分は病気にかかってしまって死にそうだったけど、このお医者さんにかかったおかげで治った。治してもらえた。 今目の前に同じ病気で苦しんでいる人がいます。だけどその病院のこともお医者さんのことも言わない、秘密にしている。それってやっ
ぱ。Here's another example. The best hospital in town with the best doctor is the one that healed you and helped you to become healthy and whole again. This person right beside you has exactly the same illness.And you know where that hospital is, and you know who that doctor is, and you know that it is the best place. You know that if they go to that hospital and they're treated by that doctor, they will be made well. But you don't tell them. You keep it a secret. And you just let them be sick. Don't you think that that is a little bit weird?
変というかもそれひどいですよね。
More than weird, it's awful.
自分たちは洗礼を受けたあの日にこのイエス様、福音というものを一番良いものとして受け入れたんです。
The day that we were baptized, we accepted the gospel. We received the gospel in our lives in the form of Jesus. Jesus came into our lives and he changed us.
こんなに良いものなんでシェアしないんでしょうか?
The best thing that has ever happened to us in our lives.Why would we not want other people to know that and experience that too? Why wouldn't we share that?
別の観点で神様の御心を考えたときに神様は人間を愛してくれていますで、だから一人でも多くの魂を救いたいです一人でも多くの人に神様の愛をしてほしいそれに気づいてほしいと思っているだからイエス様をこの地上に送ってくださいました。イエス様の弟子であるな、自分たちがイエス様の弟子であるな、その働きに、その愛の働きに参加するのは当然なんです。
Oh, let's think about the Father's heart, Father God. God loves us so much that He sends Jesus to live and be amongst us. Why? Because He wants us to be saved.He wants us to be in a whole and a complete relationship with Him again. He wants us to receive His love completely and fully. So He sends Jesus so that we can understand it, so we can see it, so we can know it in an accessible way. That's why Jesus comes. So if we are a disciple of Jesus, it should be natural that since we've received that love, that we would also...Follow the example of the Father and do the same thing that the Father is doing, which is letting other people know that same good thing.
伝道とは福音の良さ、それがすごくいいっていうのを常に味わって、その福音の中に生きることが一つ。もう一つは、その福音を他の人に伝えていくこと。この福音に生きることと福音を伝えること、この二つ、両方なんです。どちらかじゃなくて。
So one of the things that I want to share with you is that there's two parts to evangelism. One is ourselves always tasting the goodness of the gospel and living in it, existing in the goodness of the gospel. But secondly, it's speaking and sharing. Because we're living in it, that becomes our reality, that becomes our worldview, that becomes our identity of who we are. And so we speak that and we share that naturally. It's not one or the other.It's these two things together.
福音の良さを分かっていないなら、ね、それをこう味わえていないなら、福音の中で生きていないなら、言葉だけで語っても意味がないです。
If you're not tasting, if you're not living, in, if you're not experiencing the gospel every day in your life, you cannot speak it to other people. You cannot live it and show it to other people.
いや、福音めっちゃいい、ね。この人生最高だよ、神様最高って、福音の良さを分かってても、それを伝えないなら意味がない。
If you're living in the joy and in the goodness of the gospel, this is the most beautiful thing in my life. This is the most meaningful thing, but you're not sharing it. Living in it has no meaning if you can't share it.
福音に生きることと、その福音を他人に伝えることの二つが伝道すること。
So evangelism is both. It's experiencing it yourself and inviting other people to be a part of that as well.
誰が伝道するのか?
Okay, now the next question. Who? This is the big one. Who evangelizes?
また日本語で、ね、漢字伝道者っていう言葉があります。伝道者では伝道するもの、伝道する人のことです。
So the Japanese word for evangelist is 伝道者。So the person who evangelizes, literally, dendo is evangelism and sha is person. So the person who evangelizes. So if you talk about Mito Church, who's the evangelist? Is it Atsushi? So is evangelism Atsushi's job?
Yes, I'm going to go on a little bit.
If you can flip back to Luke chapter 6, let's look at Luke 6.
Luke の6章12節から、これから3箇所、今スクリーンに出てます。3箇所読んでいきます。
We're going to be reading three different scriptures that are listed on the screen, so as we go there, please follow along. And while we read these three passages, I'd like you to keep these two questions in mind. So the first one is, what kind of people were there with Jesus? And then what did Jesus do?Okay, let's read chapter 6, verses 12 to 16.
その頃、イエスは祈るために山に行き、神に祈って夜を明かされた。朝になると弟子たちを呼び集め、その中から12人を選んで使徒と名付けられた。それはイエスがペトロと名付けられたシモン、その兄弟アンデレ、そしてヤコブ、ヨハネ、フィリポ、バルトロマイ、マタイ、トマス、アルファイの子ヤコブ、熱心党と呼ばれたシモン、ヤコブの子ユダ、それに後に裏切り者となったイスカリオテのユダである。
One of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and he chose 12 of them whom he designated apostles: Simon, whom he named PeterHis brother Andrew, James and John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called the Zealot, Judas son of James, and Judas Iscariot who became a traitor. So be thinking about these two questions in relation to that passage.
次、8章の1節から3節。
Okay, now let's look at chapter 8, verses 1 through 3.
ルカの8章を読みます。すぐその後、イエスは神の国を述べ伝え、その福音を告げ知らせながら、町や村を巡って旅を続けられた。12人も一緒だった。悪霊を追い出して、病気を癒していただいた何人かの婦人たち、すなわち、7つの悪霊を追い出していただいたマグダラの女と呼ばれるマリア、ヘロデのカレー、クザの妻、ヨハナ、それにスザナ、その他多くの婦人たちも一緒であった。彼女たちは自分の持ち物を出し合って一向に放置していた。
After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also...some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases, Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means.
次、最後、ルカの9章1節から6節。
And lastly, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6.
イエスは12人を呼び集め、あらゆる悪霊に打ち勝ち、病気を癒す力と権能をお授けになった。そして神の国を述べ伝え、病人を癒すために使わすにあたり、次のように言われた。旅には何も持っていてはならない。杖も袋もパンも金も持っていてはならない。下着も2枚は持ってはならない。どこかの家に入ったらそこに留まっていて、その家から旅立ちなさい。誰もあなた方を迎え入れないなら、その町に出ていくとき、彼らへの証として足についた埃を払い落としなさい。 12人には出かず行き、裏から村へと巡り歩きながら、至るところで福音を告げ知らせ、病気を打ち出した。
When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, and no extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave their town as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere.
イエス様の周りにはどんな人たちがいたでしょうか。
Okay, so what kind of people were around Jesus? Then if you look at these three passages.
まず一つ、6章から、イエス様は12人の弟子を任命して、弟子としました。使徒としました。
Okay, so first, he had many disciples that were around them. But in chapter 6, out of the many disciples, he chooses 12 to be apostles, to be the people that he will entrust his mission, his ongoing mission, to be the leaders in that mission.
この使徒というのは、特に弟子たちの中でも、一番、信頼をより深く置いている人たち、弟子たちのリーダーとなるべき人たちです。
So there are many disciples, but these are the ones that he's decided that he's going to pour more time, more effort into them. He recognizes them as leaders and he puts his trust into them.
この十二弟子の中には漁師だった人たちがいます。
Amongst them, there were some fishermen.
酒税に税を集める人がいました。
There was a tax collector.
税を集めるというのはこう、当時のイスラエルを支配していたローマのために税を集める。つまりはイスラエルの人たちからはなんだあいつローマのために働きやがれて嫌われてたの。
In other words, this person is the one who's taking money from his own people and giving it to the Roman Empire, the people who they hated. So they saw him as a traitor to their nation.
また熱心党員という形の人がいました。
And there's also a zealot.
熱心党員というのは、そのイスラエルを支配していたローマに武力で反抗する、武力で立ち向かう、いわば過激派みたいな危ない人です。
The zealots were a radical political party who used terrorism and other efforts to try to free Israel from Rome's grasp.
12弟子がいました。
So all of those types of people are there in the midst of the 12 that he chooses.
8章から特にどんな人たちがいたって言ってるでしょう。
And what about in chapter 8? Who is 8 number, chapter 8 talking about in these first three verses? Thinking culturally, as we look at this passage, remember that in this time,Women were seen as men's property. They were not humans. They were property of men.
そんな中で、ね、その女性たちが自分の持ち物を出して、財産を出し合って、弟子たちを支えていたんです。彼女たちは特別お金を持っていたんです。
But we see something different in the group that Jesus is growing.He looks at women in a different way. And these women are some of the ones that he has gathered and he's surrounded and he's involving them in his mission as equal partners. In fact, these women, many of them, were actually wealthy women. They had belongings of their own and they used that to support Jesus and to support the others, to support the mission. So they were very involved in his work.
女性たちは当時こう先生を持つことができなかった、教育を受けることができなかった。だけどイエスは彼女たちを弟子にしたんです。
Women could not, were not allowed, they were not allowed to be educated at that time. But Jesus educates them, Jesus trains them, Jesus invites them and involves them in his mission.
この女性たちは、十二弟子はそれまでの仕事を捨ててイエス様に従っていた。だから収入がなかった。その十二弟子の働きをこの女性たちが支えていた。
The 12 who were his apostles, they were called to throw away their other job for a time, to be with Jesus and to do full-time his ministry with him. But these women, as they were working and as they had the money, they were using their money to support the work that Jesus and his apostles were doing.
読んでないんですけど、先週の箇所からこんな人たちもいました。イエス様、私はあなたについていきます。だけどちょっと待って、家族にお別れを寄せて、この用事をちょっと済ませてからあなたのところに行きますって言っている人たちが立ち上がりました。
And we didn't read this part in these three passages, but in the passage that Joel preached about last week, when Jesus was going, there were some other people that were around. These were people that said, yes, I want to be your disciple, but before I do that, I got to go back home, I got to say goodbye to my parents. So there were some of those people as well that originally expressed a lot of interest, but they kind of waned over time.
だから信仰に熱い人もいたし、なんかお前大丈夫かっていう人もいたんです。
So there were some people who were really passionate about Jesus and his ministry, and then there were some people who were just kind of hanging around on the sides.
イエス様の周りにはそうやっていろんな人たちがいました。
So around Jesus there were a lot of different people.
次、イエス様は何をしてたか。
Okay, let's go to the second question. What was Jesus doing in these three passages?
順を追っていくと、イエス様はまず12人の使徒を任命しました。
So if we want to summarize it very simply, first he selects, he appoints, and he's training 12 leaders.
弟子たちのリーダーを任命したんです。
He's commissioning them with responsibility.
それからその12弟子を送り出しました。
And then if you look in chapter 9, what does he do? He takes those 12 and he sends them out. He sends them out on mission, to be involved in mission.
今日の、10章と同じようなこうインストラクションを与えて、こうしなさい、こうしなさい。で、まず12弟子を送り出したんです。
If you look at chapter 9 and look at chapter 10, he basically gives the same instruction to the 12 that he gives later in today's passage.
それから今日の箇所一節、その他に70人、また訳によって72人の弟子たちをまた選んで送り出したんです。
And then we come to today's passage in chapter 10 verse 1. What does it say he does? He selects, depending on the translation, some say 70, some say 72, but he selects 72 other people and he sends them out in mission, just like he did done with the 12.
どこに送ったのか。イエス様が行こうとしていた町々です。イエス様より先に送ったんです。
Where did he send them? He sent them ahead of him to the places that he was planning to go to prepare for him.
何のために送ったのか。10章の9節。病人を癒し、また神の国が近づいたことを伝えるために送った。
Why did he send them? He sent them to accomplish two purposes. One is let people know the kingdom of God is coming. And number two, heal them.
72人の弟子たちが伝道していたんです。
72 of Jesus' disciples go out to share the gospel. They go out and evangelize.
いろんな職業の、いろんな地、お金持ちだったり、貧しかったり、いろんな人たちがいました。
There's lots of people here, lots of different kinds of people. There's rich people, there's poor people, there's people of all kinds of different backgrounds and different kinds of jobs.
みんながみんな優れた技能とか知識を持っていたわけではありません。
Not everybody in this group were educated. Not everybody in this group had some kind of special knowledge.
それでもイエス様は送られたんです。
But Jesus still sent all of them.
さっきの伝道者っていう、ものに戻りたいと思います。
I'd like to return to the idea of evangelist. Who does the evangelism?
この肩書きのあれはちょっとどうでもいいです。ただ、この言葉の伝道のイメージ、この言葉のイメージをちょっと考えてみてください。
What I really want you to think about is the way that we use language and how that expresses what we believe and how we live that out.
伝道者がっていう言葉があって、もう一個、例えば伝道師っていう言葉があるとします。
So what about if there's like an evangelist or a teacher of evangelism? Sha is a person. She would be a teacher in Japanese.
伝道の先生。つまり、アッチさんはどっちかというと伝道をし、伝道もするし、伝道を教えてくれる。
It might be more appropriate for us to refer to Atsushi as the coach or the trainer of all of the evangelists.
で、本当は伝道者っていうのは自分たち一人一人なんです。
And we are all the evangelists, and he is one of the ones who helps to train those who are going out and doing the evangelism, sharing the gospel.
伝道っていうのは弟子一人一人の働きなんです。
Evangelism is the work of each and every disciple.It's not a special person's job. It's not somebody who has a special amount of knowledge or experience or training.
私は道であるっていうその言葉を書き終わりました。
We just read in John 14, Jesus said, I am the way.
道はつまり、父なる神様への道である。父なる神様へ通じる道。
It's a way, it's the road, the pathway to God.
またイエス様自身のことです。私は道だって言ってるから。
And Jesus said, I myself am the way. I am the way of walking.
またイエス様と一緒に歩く道でもあります。
And not just walking on the path of Jesus, but walking on the path together with Jesus.
伝道というのはその道を伝えること、イエス様と一緒に歩む道を伝えること、つまりは弟子を作る弟子になることなんです。
So then we become disciple making disciples. Because as we walk along with Jesus, we invite other people to join on that journey together with us and together with Jesus.
この自分たちが歩んでいる弟子の旅に人々を招くんです。自分たちが歩んでいるこの弟子としての旅、道にみんなを招く。
So we invite other people to join us along on the journey.
どうやって伝道したらいいのか。
Okay, so then how? How do we evangelize?
イエス様は親切にね、ちゃんとインストラクションを書いてくれた。
Jesus is really kind. He actually helps us to know how to do that.
ただちょっとこう、文化背景が違ったり、それがわからないと何を言ってるのかよくわからない。
But there's some things in here that are、culturally related, and so it's difficult just to look at it at face value. So let's try to understand together what he means when he says these different things.
そんなの全部ではないんですけど、今日いくつか選んで、見ていきたいと思います。
And so I want to take the basic idea from each and help us to make the idea of evangelizing, us being a part of the evangelism process, more tangible.
住所の2節。
Okay, look at chapter 10, verse 2.
そして彼らにイエス様は言われた。収穫は多いが働き手が少ない。だから収穫のために働き手を送ってくださるように収穫の主に願いなさい。
Verse 2, he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
深い訳では、ね、願うじゃなくて祈るって書いてます。祈りなさいって書いてある。
So, in Jesus specifically instructs to pray, to speak to God, to ask God.
ただ、この祈り方に注目したいと思います。
But I'd like you to see what he says, how he instructs us to pray when we pray.
神様はどうか救われていない人々が救われますようにって祈ったんじゃないんです。
Jesus didn't say, God, please save the people who are not yet saved.
神様、彼らに福音を伝える働き手を多くしてください、増やしてくださいと、ね、祈ったんです。
Jesus said, ask to God, God, please send people into the harvest. Please send people to share the gospel. Please send people to carry the salvation to these people.
日本ね、クリスチャンの人口、まあ全然少ない。もう人間的な目から言ったら、なんだ無理だろうと思っちゃうような国でも、イエス様は約束してくださっています。収穫は多いって言ってます。
look at Japan, the nation, one of the nations that has the lowest populations of believers and followers of Jesus in the world, and it seems impossible. But in this passage, Jesus promises us something. He says, the harvest is plentiful. There's a lot of people waiting to be harvested.
最後は福音を伝える人たちだ。
The problem is not the people who can receive the gospel. The problem is the people that can be sent out to do the harvesting, to share the salvation of Christ with others.
だからまずそのために祈りなさいって言ってます。
So the way that you start in evangelism is you start by praying that God will increase the number of people who will share the gospel with others.
次、3節の、前半、読みます。あ、行きなさい。
Then verse 3, he says, go.
行くんです。
Going out.
待っていても、人は福音を聞きに来ないんです。自分たちから出ていかなきゃいけないんです。
We can sit in here all day.And wait for somebody to come in here to hear about Jesus. But that's not what happens. We could sit here all day and stare at the wall and wait for somebody to come. But that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, you go out. Go there. Go to them. Don't wait for them to come to you. You go to them.
So, 実際にその福音を伝えた人のところに行くのでもいいです。または電話をかける。またはメールを打つ。それでもいいです。
You can use those nifty little cell phones that you've got and call them. Or you can invite them out to a meal. Or you can go visit their home.
ね、今週空いてる、今週末空いてるとか、ね、来週のこの日の夜ご飯一緒に食べないとか、ね、またこう、うちに遊びに来ない。そうやって、こっちから働きかけるんです。
So we become the initiators. We don't wait for them. We initiate that contact. We initiate the relationship with them.
また近所の人に、まだ話したことがない同僚の人に、こっちから話しかける。
The neighbor that we have not yet ever met, the coworker that we haven't really ever talked to or had a conversation with, we initiate a conversation. We go and meet them.
自分たちがまず出ていくんです。
So, it's us who are the initiators of the activity. We go.
次、10章の4節。
Verse 4。
財布も袋も履物も持っていくな。途中で誰にも挨拶をするな。
Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals and do not greet anyone on the road.
この途中の、ね、道で誰にも挨拶するなってこう聞くとなんだ冷たいなって思うんですけど
This part that says don't greet anyone on the road that sounds really unfriendly
これは、ね、彼らのシチュエーションを考えると彼らは町々にこう福音を伝えに行ったここからここに行くそれが目的そこで福音を伝えるのが目的だっただからその途中でこう道草を食うな、ね、余計なことはするなってことだった
But Jesus is not saying, be cold and unfriendly to people and ignore people on the way. What he's trying to say in this section is, you're at point A, you're going to point B. Don't get distracted along the way and stop and have lots of conversations. Go and do the thing that I'm sending you to go do.
収穫は多いです。
The harvest is plentiful. He makes that promise.
それ以外のことをする時間は実はないんです。
We don't really have time for other things because it's time to go harvest.
4節の前半でこう、イエス様は余計なものは持っていくなと言ってます。
He says, don't take all kinds of extra things with you. In verse 4.
これもね、聖書を考えてみると、彼らは町から町に旅をしたんです。自分の足で。
Think about it. They didn't just hop in their car and drive from here to Hitachinaka. Okay? If they wanted to go from here to Hitachinaka, they had to walk a few hours from here to Hitachinaka.
だからこう、たくさん荷物を持っていけば重くて疲れちゃう。
If you take a lot of things with you, your trip gets slowed down because you are carrying a lot more extra weight.
そうそう、結局町にたどり着けなかったら福音も届けられないんです。
And if you arrive at the other place and you're absolutely exhausted, the first thing that you don't want to do is tell people about the gospel of Jesus. You want a glass of water.
ただ、自分たちもわ、こんなこと言ったらどう思われるかなとかね、じゃあこう出ていくときに何の服着てこうとか、そうやってこう不安だったり、またもう本当に余計なものも抱え込んでしまっているときがあります。
A lot of times, when we think about sharing, we get worried about, oh, now what's the best way? What's the best situation in which I can share this? And how do I need to look? And what do I need to say? And how do I need to set this up so it's like just the perfect way for me to be able to say it that they can receive it?
でもそうやって余計な荷物は置いといて、持っていくのは福音だけでいいんです。
Those are other things, the way that we do it, how we do it, when we do it. That's our extra baggage. Let's set that aside and let's just share the message. Let's not worry about the way.
でも確かに不安な時はあります。
But of course there are times where we feel a little bit nervous about that.
でもその不安を自分の何かで埋めるんじゃないんです。
But we don't solve that problem ourselves. We don't. It's not us that has the power to be able to share this gospel with other people.
神様を信じて、神様に委ねていくんです。
This is where we have to have faith in God, where we have to rely and trust that God is at work in spite of us.
イエス様はそう教えているんです。自分の力に、自分のものに頼るんじゃなくて、神様に頼っていきなさいって。
Don't rely on your knowledge. Don't rely on your experience. Don't rely on having the perfect program or the perfect situation or the perfect time. Rely on me.
伝道というのは信仰の訓練でもあります。
Evangelism is the best way for us to grow and train in faith, to develop our faith.
10章7節8節。
Okay, let's look at verse 7 and verse 8.
その家に泊まって、そこで出されるものを食べ、また飲みなさい。働く者が報酬を受けるのは当然だからである。家から家へと渡り歩くな。どこかの町に入り、迎え入れられたなら、出されるものを食べなさい。
Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house.
弟子たちは何も持っててなかった。だから食べ物が必要だったし、寝泊まりするところが必要でした。
The disciples didn't take anything with them, so they needed a place to stay, they needed food to eat, they needed a place to bathe.
だからイエス様はもう行く先々でお世話になりなさいって言った。
So as you go,Let the people who you go to share with, let them take care of you.
そうやって時間を一緒に過ごしなさい。
So what is Jesus saying? He's saying, spend time with the people.
自分でこうテントとか持ってたら自分で泊まって、結局夜の間は彼らと時間を過ごさなかった。
If you take your own tent and sleep in your own tent, you're not really spending much time with them. You're doing bam, share the message, and then you go and have your nice time by yourself in your tent.
だから自分たちは時間を作って時間を彼らと一緒に過ごす人があります。
So you give all of your time, you be fully present with them, living their lives in their homes with them.
だから誰か友達の家に遊びにね、泊まりに行くのもいいです。
So you can go and stay with your friend in their home.
また自分の家にご飯に呼ぶのでもいいです。
Or you can invite them into your home for a meal.
また一緒に誰かと旅行に行くでもいいです。
You could go on a trip with them.
時間を過ごして関係を築いてください。
Building a relationship, spending time, building trust, having a genuine relationship with somebody. That's what he's saying here.
福音と彼らの橋になる。
The gospel becomes a bridge from your life into their life.
同じ7節8節からまあ、出されたものを食べなさいという言い方がされています。
In the same verses, it says, eat and drink whatever it is that they put out for you.
当時のユダヤ人たちは、 旧約聖書、律法を守ってきたんです。厳しく守って生きました。
Don't forget that the Jewish people、had the law, and they had to follow the law in a certain way.
だから、これをしていい、これをしてはダメ、ね、これを食べていい、これは食べてはダメ、そういう決まりがあったんです。
You can do this, you can't do this. You have to wash the cup like this, you can't use it like that. You have to eat this food, you can't eat that food.
だけどイエス様は出されたものを食べなさいと言いました。
So Jesus says here to the Jewish people who had strict dietary laws, whatever it is that they put out in front of you, you eat that.
大事なのは立法を守ることよりも福音を伝えることだったんです。
Here Jesus puts a principle in the lives of his disciples. More than following the law, live in the freedom and the grace of the gospel. Live it and share it. That's the most important.
大事なのは伝統とかまた自分のこだわりよりも福音を伝えること。
What's most important is not your traditions, the things that you like, but the purity of the gospel.
福音と彼らの壁になるんじゃなくて橋になるんです。
So the gospel is not a wall. The gospel is a bridge. The gospel is central. It's key. And lastly, verse 9.
イエス様はこう言いました。その言って生きた町の病人を癒し、また神の国はあなた方に近づいたと言いなさい。
Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God is near you.
様は神の国っていうのは福音っていうのは霊的なものだけでもないし物質的なものでもないっていうことでは。
One of the things that Jesus is helping us to see is that the kingdom of God and the gospel is not just spiritual.It's just not a spiritual concept or idea. It's also not purely and only physical.
伝道というのは言葉だけでもないし、行いだけでもないです。
Evangelism is not only just the words that we speak. Evangelism is also not only just the actions, the things that we do.
片方じゃなくてその両方なんです。
It's not just one, it's both together.
霊的なものだけじゃなくて、または肉体的、物質的なものだけでもない。その両方を満たすのが神の国です。
We don't just focus on the spiritual, we also don't just focus on the physical. Both, the physical and the spiritual together, that's the kingdom of God.
イエス様は神であり、人です。
God, Jesus, is...God and Jesus is human.
霊的であり肉体的です。
Jesus is spiritual and Jesus is physical.
イエス様の働きを見ても、イエス様は神の国を述べ伝えて病人を癒しました。
And if you look at Jesus' work, his ministry, his mission, Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God and healed the sick.
だから自分たちも出ていくときに。その彼らの必要を満たすんです。
So, when we go and we, are invited, to be with Jesus in his mission, we are invited to engage both parts of people's lives.
孤独な人とは時間を作って一緒に過ごしてください。
Spend time with people who are lonely.
お腹を空かせる人がいたら食べさせてください。
Give food to the people who are hungry.
病気の人は
Heal the people who are sick.
夢がある人には教育の機会を与えてください。
For those who have dreams, help give them an education and help to grow them and train them.
そして福音を伝えるんです。
And help them to experience the gospel in their lives.
そうすると彼らは福音を聞いて、そして福音を同時に体験するんです。
They hear it and they experience it both.
伝道、一応こうやって見てきました。ただ、イエス様はその注意とアドバイスも与えてくれてます。
Okay. Now, There's one last thing that Jesus gives as a warning and as an advice to his disciples right before he sends them out.
まず辞書3節、後半を見てみてください。それは、私はあなた方を使う、それは狼の群れに子羊を送り込むようなものだ。
Look at the end of verse 3. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves.
出て行くとき、そこには狼があります。
When you go out, there are wolves out there.
狼は人ではありません。
Wolves are not people.
イエス様は霊的な話をされています。狼は悪霊であり、罪です。
The wolves are spiritual. The wolves are the sins that are chaining people down. The wolves is the spiritual realm. It's the evil spirits in the world.
人は愛する対象です。自分たちが憎むのは悪霊であり罪なんです。
We love people. We don't fight against people. We fight against the evil powers, against the evil spirits.And the evil realms.
日本でもよくね、罪を憎んで人を憎まずっていう言葉がある。
In Japan and also in America, we have this saying, "Hate the sin but love the person."
ヨハネの8章に出ているみたいです。
That comes from John chapter 8.
世に出ていくというのは、ね、先週もやりました。安全ではないんです。
Joel said last week in his message, going out into the world, going and being a disciple is not a safe thing. There's no safety in it.
悪霊とか罪がまみれた中に行くんです。
You are going into the places where the evil spirits are. You're going to face sin.
伝道するというのは時に嫌われることです。
When you go out into the world,And you are facing that sin, you will sometimes face hatred and rejection.
無視されることです。
You will face being rejected and ignored.
こいつバカか、これ。変なやつだなって思われることです。
People will think that you're crazy or you're stupid.
拒絶されることです。
And they will ask you to leave.
悪魔はそうやって自分たちの心をくじこうとします。
Satan is working in that to try to discourage us and try to stop us from what Jesus is asking us to do.
神様の愛の働きを邪魔しようとするんです。
Satan is trying to get in the way of the work of love which Jesus has sent us out.
神様はこの72人の弟子たちをどうやって送ったでしょうか?
How did Jesus send out the 72?
その後、主は他に72人を任命し、ご自分が行くつもりのすべての町や村に二人ずつ先に使わされた。
He sent them two by two.
一人が危険だからです。
It's dangerous to go alone.
悪霊がいて罪がいるから。
There are evil spirits and Satan is waiting.
だから二人で行くんです。グループで行くんです。
So you go in pairs. You go in groups.
自分たちも茨城のキャンパスに行ったり、二人で行きます。
The two of us are going every week onto campus at Ibaraki Christian University.
一人はやっぱり弱いんです。
If you go, if just one person goes, it's a weak position to be in.
でも違った賜物を持って、また違った知恵を持って、支え合える仲間がと行くなら、働き方が変わってくる。
We have different experiences, different perspectives, different gifts, different abilities, and when we go together, working together is much stronger.
もう一つアドバイスをくれてます。10節、11節だけ見てみましょう。
And let's look at verse 10 and 11.
しかし町に入っても迎え入れられなければ、広場に出て行ってこう言いなさい。足についたこの町の誇りさえも払い落として、あなた方に返す。
When you enter a town and are not welcome, go into its streets and say, "Even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you."
愛を持って優しく誠実に福音を伝えても向こうが拒絶するなら、そこから先は弟子の責任ではないんです。
Sometimes we try so hard to have as much love, the love of Christ, that we can muster. And we go out in that love to try to share, to try to build that relationship with that person. And still they reject us. But that part is not our responsibility. It's not our problem.
自分たちは福音を届ける、それを受け入れるか受け入れないかはその人の責任であって、また神様の責任なんです。こっちの責任じゃない。
Our responsibility is not that they receive the gospel. That's their responsibility. That's God's responsibility. Our responsibility is only one. That's to carry and to share the gospel with them.
だからこう伝えた時に受け入れてもらえなかったからってこう落ち込んじゃダメなんです。
So, I tried and they rejected me. If you quit there, that's wrong. That's bad.
そうそうそうそう。もう嫌になって伝えることさえしなくなっちゃうかもしれない。
Then you just give up and you stop sharing the gospel.
違うんです。自分たちのすべきことは伝えることなんです。
Regardless of what the other person's response is, we just carry the gospel and we just keep sharing it.
あとはその人の責任であり、神様の責任なんです。
And we entrust them to God, and we entrust that the Holy Spirit is working in their lives.
なんだよって思うなら、神様に投げてやって。なんだよ神様って。伝えたのにって。
We also don't get angry about it. God, I'm trying to do this for you. Why didn't you work in this person's life and heal them?
神様、聞いてください。
God is listening, so we leave it to Him.
長くなってしまいましたが、伝道とは何か、ね、なんでするのか、誰がするのか、どうやってするのかを見てきました。
What is evangelism? Why do we evangelize? Who evangelizes? How should we evangelize?
最後にね、こう出ていた72人の弟子たちはどんな風に入ってきたでしょう。
So after those 72 come back, what happens?
17節。72人は喜んで帰ってきました。
It says in verse 17, the 72 returned with frustration? No. Returned with a sense of hopelessness? No. The 72 returned with joy.
伝道するときに素晴らしいことが起こるんです。
When we share the gospel, when we help other people to experience the gospel, joyful things happen.
72は喜んで帰ってきた。これはイエス様の約束です。
This is a part of Jesus' promise. When they went out and shared the gospel, they came back in joy.
イエス様のことを福音を伝えるとき、神様は祝福してくださいます。
God is at work. God is blessing that work of sharing the gospel.
神様は働いてくださいます。神様は喜んでくださいます。
God is working. God is filled with joy when we are involved in His work with Him.
私は世の終わりまでいつもあなた方と共にいる。イエス様のことです。
Jesus' words, I am with you.To the end of the 20.
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
神様、あなたは私たちにイエス様を与えてくださいました。福音を与えてくださいました。あなたのその深い愛に感謝します。
God, you have given us Jesus, you have given us the gospel, and we thank you so much for your deep love for us.
イエス様、あなたはおっしゃいます。収穫は多いと。私たちはあなたのその言葉を信じます。
Jesus, you have said, the harvest is plentiful. And Jesus, we are going to believe what you have said.
収穫のために、その働き手をこの地に送ってください。収穫の主である神様、あなたにお祈りします。
God, we pray that you will send workers to harvest the souls of people.For your salvation, for your goodness. Lord of the harvest, we pray to you. We ask that you would send those people. We pray that you would send us.
イエス様、私たちも 福音を伝えるために世に出ていきます。
God, you are sending us out into this world.
狼の中に、悪霊がいる中に、罪にまみれている中に出ていきます。
God, you are sending us out among the wolves, among the evil spirits, among the people that are caught in sin.
福音は自分が受け取るだけがゴールではありません。
The gospel is not just for us to have and to experience ourselves.
それだけで終わりではないんです。
That's not the end.
イエス様、あなたはあの日72人を送り出されました。
God, you sent out 72 people on that day.
そして今日、私たち一人一人を福音に生きて、そして福音を分かち合うために送り出されています。
And Jesus, you have invited us today to live in your gospel. We're living in that gospel right now. And you're inviting us to go out like those 72 to share and to show the gospel to other people as well.
この与えられた福音は自分の手に握りしめているだけではいけません。
This gospel is not for us just to keep to ourselves and then hold in our own hands.
自分の心の中にしまい込んでいてはいけません。
This gospel is not for us to hide in our hearts.
福音は分かち合うためにあなたが与えてくださったからです。
You have given us the gospel to share it.
それを言葉と行いによって示していきます。
We will share it in our words and in our actions.
愛によって示していきます。
And we will do it in love.
これは世界のすべての人がイエス様を知って神様の愛を知るためにです。
We will do this so that all of the people of the world can know you, Jesus. So that all of the people can be wrapped in your love, God.
それがイエスの弟子である私たちの生き方です。
That's our way of living as your disciples.
世に出ていって福音を分かち合う私たちの上にあなたの守りと導き祝福が満たされます。
This week as we go out into the world and as we go to share the gospel and the things that we say and the things that we do and in our attitude with which we do it, we are believing that you are going to guide us, that you are going to bless us richly, and that you will bring the harvest.
In the name of Jesus,
we pray these things. Amen.